August 7th, Blessed Agathangelo and Cassian, Martyrs, First Order. Agathangel was born in Vendôme in 1589 and Cassian in Nantes in 1607. Both received the habit of the Franciscan order among the Capuchins and were sent to the African missions shortly after they had completed their studies. They met in Cairo. There they learned of the persecution of the Christians in Abyssinia. Filled with a desire to labor and suffer for Christ among their separated brethren, they went to that country in East Africa. They had scarcely begun their work when they were seized and put in chains. They languished in prison for the space of a month, and then during another 25 days, they were dragged to Gondar amid unheard-of treatment and during the extreme heat of a July sun. The king intended to force them to renounce their faith. Father Cassian replied with firm determination, quote, "We wish to live and die as children of the Catholic, Apostolic, and Roman Church, outside of which there is no salvation. We do not wish to purchase our lives with the price of infamous apostasy. We do not wish to enjoy honors and riches, which you offer us at the price of our mortal souls." End quote. Both confessors were then sentenced to be hanged. When the executioners were looking about for ropes, the two confessors, inflamed with a desire for martyrdom, called out, "If you need ropes, use our cords." So it was done. A few moments later, the holy missionaries had won the crown of martyrdom. This happened on August 7th, 1638. Pope St. Pius X beatified them with great solemnity. The only church in which there is salvation. Because it has been founded by Christ as the institution of salvation, the Catholic Church is the only one in which we can be saved. Christ always speaks of only one church. "On this rock I will build my church. He who will not hear the church, there will be but one flock and one shepherd." The martyrs eloquently proclaim this truth to the world by laying down their lives for the faith and in defense of the only saving church. We too must have the spirit of the martyrs. We must be ready to act as they did. The Catholic Church, as the body of Christ, is the only saving church. It is the mystical body of Christ, the incarnate second person of the Blessed Trinity. Is it possible to think of more than one body belonging to this head? That is plainly impossible. Besides, it is the task of the Church to lead souls to God. There is only one such goal, and there cannot be various ways which are opposed to one another, as in the non-Catholic churches. The Catholic Church, therefore, says with Christ, "I am the way." Be faithful to this way. The Catholic Church is the only saving church for all men. Of her it can be said, "Neither is there salvation in any other." Acts 4:12. That is, he who attains to salvation is saved through the church, either as a member of the church or as to the soul of the church. Non-Catholics can be saved through the church if they live according to the dictates of right reason and cooperate with the necessary graces which God gives them and thus belong to the soul of the church. Rejoice that you are a member of the church and pray for those who are not within the fold. Prayer Prayer of the Church. O God, who didst inflame blessed Agathangelo and Cassian with thy love, and granted them to shed their blood for thee, graciously grant that at their intercession we may live in this life, so struggle against the enemy of our salvation, that we may merit to be crowned by thee in heaven, through Christ our Lord. Blessed Agathangelus and Cassian,
pray for us.
Thank you.